You have incredibly beautiful and sexy hands, my lady. The things you can do with them turn me on. The things I do to them excite me too. Your fingers are warm and nimble, strong with sensitive and delicate skin. Your caresses are exciting, comforting, sensual, and sexy. Your skin feels smooth, warm and soft, as I run my fingers over the back of your hand. If you were to let me hold your hands, I would be overjoyed. I want to be touched by your lovely hands. I would like to be caressed, massaged, and tickled. You are so tender and caring as you brush a single finger along my neck and across my ear. The feelings that motion creates are sensational as my skin prickles from your warm and rousing pawing at me. While lovingly prodding my skin and exploring the areas often neglected, you thumb the crook of my elbow in a slow, soft, circular motion. The way you do that is rousing and comforting. Then you let your palm glide down my forearm and back up to my bicep and shoulder. You feel your way up to my neck and knead the knot you find with a massage and strong maneuvering of your hands as you manipulate the muscles with your fingers. The quick and efficient way you are able to alleviate the tension found there is mind-blowing. To be touched by such lovely hands in an exciting, tender, and caring way is as nice as touching those hands that fawn over me with such enthusiasm. Appreciating your hands with my own is an absolute joy and pleasure that needs to be relished more often. You deserve to have your hands pampered and pleased. The slight tickling on your palms as I lightly brush them with a single fingertip is fun to see. Your sensitivity to light touches is moving, and the way you sharply inhale while having such attention poured out upon a part of your body that not many people will take a second look at is intriguing. The parts of you that you felt may not be beautiful are gorgeous to me. You have an absolutely thrilling reaction to so much attention being paid to a seemingly mundane part of anatomy that is almost always out in the open. Is that what excites me about your hands? Partially, yes. I want you to feel loved for everything you are, and that includes parts that may not necessarily be thought of as intrinsically sexy. The value of feeling and touching is something most folks take for granted. Being able to touch and be touched in any way, erotic or not, is a basic human need, whether we want to admit it or not. Using our hands to communicate through touch is a vulnerable and caring way to show love, affection, and arousal. Touch is one of the first senses we have to learn about our world as we come into it. I feel like that is why touch is a very powerful way to communicate. Why it is so sensual, and why being deprived of loving touch from someone for too long is devastating. The level of trust it takes to allow someone to touch you is underappreciated at times. Your twiddling, tickling, and tugging in teasing, thrilling, and titillating ways has me getting lost in the loving and exciting ways. Trusting you to touch me in a caring way as you caress me with your hands shows as much vulnerability as you choosing to touch me with your hands. It is for that reason that I feel like your hands are beautiful and you have power beyond what you realize or may have ever dreamed within your lovely hands. You get to work and play using your hands. I, however, get to play with your hands. That is a sensual act that I am grateful you allow and even welcome with hands wide open and willing to be made the center of attention, even if only for a brief time. That moment of attention can last a lifetime in our memory when it is genuinely and carefully carried out with gratitude and appreciation. The lust and love you accept being lavished upon you over such a seemingly overlooked body part is endearing, to say the least. You are dearly loved for the compassion conveyed in an expressive and light touch of the fingertips. You are lusted after for the needy grasp you give with a strong grip in the throes of passion. The lurid things you could do to me with your hands are only limited by what I will give my completely willing, mindful, and uncoerced consent to, our imagination, and our endurance. If you want to experiment with temperature by sliding ice cubes across my skin with one hand, then trailing the other through the cool liquid and massaging it in, so be it. If you choose to spank me with one hand for being naughty, while holding my neck with the other as I am bent over your lap, I'm game for that too. Would you put a satin glove on one hand and tease me with a different sensation with the other hand? Might you even massage my shoulders while we make out? You could slide one hand along my neck and tease me there while I held the other against my chest, so you could feel my heart racing and know exactly how much all of this is exciting me. Your hands are capable of receiving and giving such a wondrous variety of pleasures and desires. You think nothing of the simple, everyday things you do with your hands that drive me wild with desire. The way you stretch them out in the morning as you get up and pull off your negligee before stepping into the shower. The way you apply body wash to the loofah before exfoliating your body and washing your supple skin. Rubbing your body with the towel, drying off after a shower, then applying moisturizer before getting dressed. The fluid contractions of the muscles as you grasp the perfume bottle to apply a small dab to your neck. The way you pick up a cup to sip tea. How about the way you methodically and rhythmically brush your teeth and comb your hair, then run your fingers through your glowing and lustrous, but luminous locks? It is through touch, with the use of hands, that you explore the world around you in such an intimate way that is rarely thought of. The often overlooked act of holding hands is solemn, dignified, sensual, or sexy. You have so much to offer in your hands and the way you choose to use them. Pleasure to give and receive. Loved ones to caress, hold, and protect. Sharing the sensual expression of touch through the loving way you use your hands is cherished and adored with gratitude and appreciation more than you may have ever thought possible, or deemed yourself worthy of. Even if, for whatever reason, you don't give it a second thought, as many of us don't, know now that you are cherished and loved. The bits you think are sexy are still sexy. Also realize the bits you may not think much of are also sexy to me. You are gorgeous from inside to outside and head to toe. Remember all of the sensual things you can do, ways you can give and receive love, comfort, compassion, and pleasure with your hands.